woman wasn't actually seeing him. She was looking through him, past him, beyond him.
I stand upon a beach and the mists close about me. I cannot breathe but for the fumes and the noise of the sea beats in my ears. They confront me in this place of death and darkness, but I do not fear them.
Who are you?
I'll be hung, quartered, and dried for the crows.
That sounded like traitor. How?
Abe's here with me. Trusty Armalite cocked and ready at the last. Surrounded by bastard ungodly. Bald fuck with shaved head and pretty crystal.
That's Straub. She's talking about how we left traitor and Abe.
Death on every hand, over, under, around, or through.
One of Traitor's favorite sayings.
Ryan felt a cold sweat trickling down the small of his back, the hairs prickling at his nape.
Fog gets thicker.
What happened, Emma? Did Traitor and Abe pull through after we left them?
Emma shook her head, her black hair swaying from side to side.
Oh, I can't tell anyone what I can't see. But you must remember that today is just the tomorrow that you were so worried about yesterday.
She's coming out of it.
Emma blinked and rubbed her eyes with the sleeve of her black shirt.
Oh, what happened? Where was I? I could see a ragged mob encircling me on a shingled beach among weed-covered boulders. I was old, with a nagging pain in my stomach. It seemed like it might have been my ending, but the seeing stopped before the curtain came down.
Ryan leaned against the window, wiping at the steamed glass, glancing out through the leaded panes.
It's raining again.
There's something wrong, Ryan. Tell me what it is. It's something about me.
Emma closed her eyes and leaned her forehead in her hands.
The Muti power? When did I... You must clear this, or it'll be like a high wall of raw stone topped with razor wire between us.
Ryan nodded, realizing that he was already taking for granted her truly remarkable powers in reading his mind.
We have questions. Should I ask them now?
I'm well enough.
She shrugged off Jack's hand and turned to him.
Truly, I'm fine, and... Jack, you mustn't.
What, Emma?
Nothing, love. Just that you mustn't think too much of me.
Why?
The young woman touched her index finger to his lips.
Wait, Jack. There can be good as well as bad, if that's the way you want the bones to fall.
You want this to be you and me, or all of us, Emma? We don't have secrets between ourselves.
Then it might as well be all of us, and it might as well be now.
Good.
Ryan sat on the end of the bed, facing Emma.
Ask what you want, Ryan. I know what bothers you about me. And you're right to be bothered. Quite right.
Only two things.
How long have I had the power of seeing?
Right. That's number one. Number two is, where have you lived your life?
Emma's bright eyes were hooded, as though a spider had woven a fine web across them. It seemed once again that a part of her mind had moved someplace else.
I lived for the first 21 years of my life in the Northeast, in a small ville called Navan, a bleak and miserable place, with a long beach opening onto the Atlantic. Children were told never to go down by the sea as there were tens of thousands of devil crabs there, some of them 8 or 10 feet across, horned creatures with spiked tails. Nobody was safe from their ravages. Even the headman of Navan, Hank Smith, fell victim to the curse of the crabs.
And you had the power then?
No. There were odd times that I sort of felt a feeling about things. I could help find a lost cow or a mislaid ring. I could know when there might be a storm on the way. Most of it I kept to myself. There were a couple of times I saw that someone taken sick would die. I was rarely wrong, but nothing compared to now.
You don't have to tell this if you don't want.
No, Jack.
She favored Jack with a brief, wintry smile.
I don't mind. In a way, it's a relief to be able to talk to someone about it, someone you know you can trust.
Her gold eyes looked around the room.
One of the few good things about my cursed gift is that I can tell when someone can be trusted. I paid a price for learning that.
She shook her head.
But I run before my horse to market.
Did any of your family have the gift? Because seeing ran in my family at my mother's generation, always through the women.
No, Christy. Your mother must have been a most remarkable woman.
She was. Gaia, but she was.
We often went fishing in a small boat off the shore. Winters were cruel and iron hard. The sea turned gray and froze, so thick you could drive a wag over it or roast an oxen on it. It was a winter past that it happened. A bitter day with a wind that could cut you to the bone. The white bears had been seen within a stone's throw of the vill.
Hola, bears? Seen in old pre-dark books that they called them that, Doc.
We had a number of fishing holes cut, and it was the job of the younger women to keep them open day and night. I was out on the sea, 100 yards from shore, when I saw a white bear approaching me from the north. It had already come close enough to cut me off from the vill, so there was nothing I could do but stand and fight. I screamed. Of course I screamed. But I knew it wouldn't chill me. I knew it. I knew it inside, but I was still terrified. I had a spear with me, but I tried to dodge it, hopping around the fishing holes in the ice with the leaden water surging and slurping beneath. You know, it turns thick like gruel in bitter cold.
Yeah. So what happened? You fell in one of the holes?
I slipped, and my feet went away from me. Next thing I knew, I was deep under the ice. I could see the light, dappled like the sun through a forest. The cold took my breath. I swam toward the light, but the undertow pulled me sideways and I had lost all sense of my bearings. When I came up toward the surface, I bumped my head on the ice.
That's triple scaring. Reckon I'd have just shit myself.
Perhaps I did, Dean. I don't remember that. I know I wasn't frightened by then.
What about the bear?
I never knew, Dean. It must have been nearly as surprised as I was when its prey disappeared.
Don't keep interrupting, son.
Sorry.
Emma gestured to a water pitcher and glasses by the side of the bed, and Jack quickly poured some out for her, holding it as she sipped.
Thanks. Not much more to tell. I tried to breathe in the narrow gap of air between the sea and the bottom of the thick ice, but the movement of the water made it impossible.
It was said that Harry Houdini, the famous escapologist, did that once, when a trick went wrong. But my belief is that it was simply a clever piece of self-publicity on his part.
Can't be done in the sea. Believe me, Doc, I know like nobody else. My lungs were bursting, and my sight went black, and I passed out. Nobody was sure how long I was under, but someone had seen the bear and my fall. They came from the vill and smashed the ice all around as quickly as they could, and there I was, floating on my back, face like snow, my skirt drifting out all around me.
Ophelia.
They got me out and bumped and pumped me, stripped me, and rushed me to a fire, where they piled heaps of furs on me. I was in a coma. Is that the right word, Mildred?
Yeah, a coma. A long period of unconsciousness. It would figure.
I was in that black sleep for a week. When I recovered, I found I had the power.
Did you tell people?
Not exactly, Ryan. I couldn't help saying things as they came to me. There was talk of burning me as a witch. I could see both past and future. Father helped me to escape before they came for me with their ropes and their smoking torches.
Where did you go?
Jack took the glass from her hand and put it back on the table.
South, to get away from the cold. I don't think they pursued me. They were glad to be rid of the witch. I know they were all frightened of me. I wandered for a few months toward the Shens, doing kitchen work and just taking what came along.
Where in the Shens?
All around, Ryan, into the Smokies. I finally found myself in the vill of a baron called Paddy Clancy. I got work in his kitchen. But he saw me. He had a big appetite, did Clancy. Especially for young, tender females.
Heard of him. Visited him with Trader. Remember, Ryan?
Yeah. Tall man with red hair and a pair of matched navy colts. That him?
Yeah. Of course, he was younger when we visited him. Only been baron for a few months after his father died.
Emma nodded.
I saw the death when I was first in the baron's company. He killed his